There were these two blokes in England about 150 years ago who started writing the stories and composing the music that were at the time called comic operas. Some of you are already ahead of me with the names of Gilbert and Sullivan, and you are spot on. The team of William S. Gilbert and Arthur Sullivan spans more than 15 years of collaboration with a remarkable 14 such compositions that are still popular with audiences throughout the world. But you need not look beyond Pittsfield, Massachusetts, to enjoy a top-notch production of one of Gilbert and Sullivan's most popular creations, the charming, spirited, and fun-filled The Pirates of Penzance. From the opening curtain, the energy and playfulness, along with the cleverly designed scenery, prepare the audience for an enjoyable theater experience. And this production by Barrington Stage Company has everything. A talented cast, creative staging and dance, exceptional pacing, fun costuming, fine balance between the orchestra and the vocalists, whether they be soloists or full chorus, and the quality of singing one would expect on Broadway. Indeed, the program notes indicate this Barrington Stage version is the same as presented on Broadway by Joseph Papp's New York Shakespeare Festival, a tough act to follow. But in many ways, this production is possibly more satisfying than what it was on Broadway, a comfortable-sized theater, a setting that reaches out to include the audience and the expert guidance of the production's director, John Rando, whose prior work with Barrington Stage, On the Town, received rave reviews when it opened in Manhattan. The story is the zaniest of the Gilbert and Sullivan works. It centers on a young pirate seaman, Frederick, whose indentured time as a pirate is almost, but not quite, over. The only woman he has ever seen is his middle-aged nurse, and he senses he's been missing something. When the ship docks, Frederick sees a bevy of young, beautiful girls frolicking. And, well, he suspects life at sea has lacked something. He immediately falls in love with Mabel, whose father is a military leader. As a matter of fact, in song, we learn he is the very model of a modern major general. One could name each of the 22 cast members for their excellence in vocal and acting abilities, but the work of several of the leads was particularly remarkable. The magnificent presence and voice of Will Swenson as the Pirate King, the polished, enchanting performance of David Garrison as the Major General, the jewel-like tones of Scarlett Strallen as Mabel, and the warmth and charm of Jane Carr as the former nursemaid, and the incredible movements and vocal finesse of Alex Gibson as a police sergeant. The Pirates of Penzance plays in all its frolicsome glory now through August 13th at Barrington Stage Company, Pittsfield, Massachusetts. This is Herbert Wolf for WAMC.